From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Tropical storm Alex is drenching northeastern Mexico. There's been flooding. Forecasters say as the rain continues, there may be more. Alex came ashore as a hurricane, and in that form, it missed the Texas coast, but it has dumped plenty of rain there. Triathlete John Harris on South Padre Island has gone out to run nevertheless. And so to speak, he's taking one disaster another in stride. He thought he had escaped to South Padre Island.
We drove about 1,200 miles from Carrollton, Georgia, trying to get away from the oil. We got here on Sunday and found a hurricane, so we got to make the best of a bad lot.
Harris says one good thing, the rain is keeping most drivers off the road while he runs. The storm is interfering with work to limit damage from the ongoing oil leak, Harris mentions, in the Gulf of Mexico. People involved with that say beaches that have been cleaned are now getting a second wash of oil from the choppy seas the storm is causing. A hearing starts this hour on Virginia's challenge to the new health care overhaul law. A federal district court judge listens to the first arguments over whether the law is constitutional, and as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the hearing comes as several provisions of the new law are taking effect.
It was filed by the state's attorney general. He charges that the federal law's requirement that people who don't have health insurance buy it violates a law passed by his state earlier this year that specifically excuses them from such a mandate. Virginia's lawsuit is separate from one filed by 20 other states, also charging that the requirement that all citizens have health insurance is unconstitutional. Meanwhile, today marks the start of several provisions of the health law. Federal officials are launching a new website to help those without coverage find plans available in their area, and new plans are coming online for those with pre-existing health conditions. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
General David Petraeus is in Belgium today, where he's briefing allies at NATO headquarters about his plans for taking over international command in Afghanistan. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, Petraeus's NATO background will help him.
NATO partners were not pleased when President Obama replaced General Stanley McChrystal last week without consulting the governments whose troops McChrystal commanded in Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen first expressed support for McChrystal staying in the post and then had to backtrack. But criticism of the handling of the situation doesn't extend to Petraeus, who's held several NATO jobs and is popular here. Rasmussen thanked him for coming to visit so quickly.
You can count on our full support.
Petraeus said he got the same message from allies.
Hear the pledges of support from country after country. It was very heartening.
There are 42 nations participating in the international force that Petraeus will lead. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A real estate trade group says sales of existing homes have plunged to a record low, down 30% in May. This is NPR News. Most states begin their new fiscal year today. Danielle Carson reports they are facing big budget deficits, which are forcing hard choices about how to save money.
46 states are swimming in red ink. The National Conference on State Legislature says they're facing almost $90 billion in deficits in their 2011 spending plans. And because states are required to balance their budgets, they're doing whatever it takes to stay in the black, including laying off government workers and cutting social services. Meanwhile, fiscal analyst Arturo Perez says stimulus funds are drying up.
States are not seeing any significant growth in their revenues, which is of great concern because the assistance that was made available from the federal stimulus dollars will not be there past FY 2012.
About $40 billion is left to help states patch their budget holes. The White House wants to send states a fresh round of stimulus funds, but there isn't much appetite in Congress to add more zeros to the federal deficit. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Later this hour, President Obama is due to deliver a speech on immigration overhaul. His plan includes a track to citizenship for people in the U.S. illegally. Harvard University lecturer Carlos Diaz says the president promised action on immigration during his campaign but hasn't yet delivered. And Diaz says Mr. Obama has been in a comparatively good position to move on the issue.
He had huge majorities in Congress. He won a pretty overwhelming mandate for change. He inherited an office with enhanced executive powers given to him by his predecessor.
But the president would also need Republican support to pass an immigration bill, and so far, none has materialized. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.